You all ready over here to the right side?
Okay.
I think so.
You ready?
I call to order the March 11th, 2019 meeting of the Common Council of the City of Washington. I would ask first for a moment of silence for our veterans and military personnel. Thank you.
Mr. President, could we
have a pledge of
allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Beth.
Here.
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 Here. Here. Okay, we have a quorum. And next, first item of business, approval of the minutes of February 25th meeting. Are there any corrections or additions to those? If not, I would entertain a motion to approve them.
So
motion by Councilman Sidebottom.
Second.
Second by Councilman Chambers. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Claims are in your packet. Questions on those?
I just have a question on the police car.
This last payment?
Yes. Because we're getting an order new one, right?
At the end of the year.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully get that hand at the end of the year or in the fall.
Okay.
But yes, that looks fine.
Okay. Any other questions? Could I have a motion to refer those to the Board of Public Works?
So moved.
Second. Motion by Councilman Sidebottom and a second by Councilman Brown. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Other than things on the agenda for this meeting or the Board of Public Works or anything from the public, any comments or questions on anything for the good of the order? We've got several KSC folks. We'll take that up at our Board of Public Works meeting here in a little bit. Anything else? Okay, we do have one resolution. Resolution 2-2019. Could I first have a motion to read that resolution?
So moved.
And it's up to you whether you want it by title only or the entire thing.
Title only, please.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chambers and a second by Councilman Dahl to read Resolution 2-2019 by title only. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Tim?
Resolution number 2-2019, a resolution of the City of Washington, Indiana, approving and authorizing the execution of lease agreements relating to the Business 50 Relinquishment Project.
Okay, we have Christian Ock here this evening again to tell us what this is all about. And, of course, obviously it is related to the Business 50 Project. So, Chris, I'll turn it over to you.
Making my bi-weekly visit to the City of Washington, two things tonight.
We'll make you a resident here and two more visits. We'll give you a card carrying, citizen.
Yeah, two things tonight. One is, kind of reverse order, the ordinance created the RDA, which is about 140. You may remember, we talked about this a little bit last time, just the general structure of what we're doing to get the local match done. We have the city who's going to lease a portion of the roads to the redevelopment authority, and the redevelopment authority is going to then release those, I think it's a portion of Main Street, the mayor was telling me earlier today, to the redevelopment commission. And the redevelopment commission will then make lease payments to the redevelopment authority to pay for the bonds of approximately $3.675 million. That's one of the local funds that we need. So we have two things tonight. One, we have to up for your consideration, the ordinance to approve the creation of the redevelopment authority, but the resolution 2-2019 approves the leases of going forward with the project. So the leases will be just what we talked about, the lease of Main Street to the redevelopment authority, and then the redevelopment authority's lease to the redevelopment commission. So that's what this resolution does, we're approving the leases. Just so you know, Redevelopment Commission met earlier today. They introduced the ordinance approving the leases, and they are going to hold public hearings on that April 8th at 4 o'clock last year. And this, you're approving the leases yourself tonight, but that ultimate approval contingent upon it going through the process with the Redevelopment Commission, holding public hearings, and then approving that as well. So those are the two items for your consideration tonight, the resolution approving the leases and also creation of the Redevelopment Authority. That's an ordinance. So those are the two items.
And you might talk a minute about how this compares, maybe you did 2 weeks ago, I know you did the Redevelopment Commission this afternoon. You know, how this compares to other, the way it's done elsewhere, for various road projects.
We just talked about this briefly. This structure that we're using is, it's not just been used 10 times, it's been used hundreds of times across the state, and it's used a lot now for road projects. And this is how people find it. It allows you to do this. And the nice thing about this is we will not, we'll be pledging mostly TIF to make this project happen. So this won't, hopefully will not result in any increase in taxes. It allows you to do this without changing taxes. And we're hopefully only going to use all the borrowing authority that's being authorized. And in addition to this, the city will still have additional borrowing authority, should it ever need it in the future to do other types of improvements. We're going to be able to save some of that for future administrations. So this is similar to what school corporations do. It's just like what hundreds of communities have done across the state of Indiana.
Chris, you're probably tired of me asking about insurance, but again, paragraph 7, lessee, meaning the commission has to obtain various types of insurance. Are those the same kind of insurance that we talked about last meeting about the city's obligation under the rental agreement and then maybe acquired by another party as a lessor and a trustee? Who's the trustee? So, again, we just want to make sure that we get the right policy.
Yeah.
So all this.
Some of this, the way it looks like, you know, road projects may not be particularly applicable. We get close to what the trustee wants, and we'll make sure this happens.
Okay. Might be a concern.
What other questions does anyone have? Any others? Alan, you have any questions on it? Okay, so again, this one approves or authorizes the execution of the lease agreements, and the two attachments, Exhibit A and B, are those basically those leases. So if there aren't any other questions, I would entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
I move we approve Resolution 2-2019.
Okay, I have a motion by Councilman Dahl. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilman Brown. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, now we have another resolution concerning transfer of funds. We have a motion to read that resolution, please. Motion by Councilman Seidbaum and a second by Councilman Chambers. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Tim?
Resolution number 3-2019, transfer of the common council compensating the meeting of certain emergencies, does hereby consider and determine to extend and to transfer certain funds from one major classification of the published budget of said city of Washington for 2019 to another major classification. Fund being section 201 MVH from section 340 repair and maintenance supplies $13,650. To section 640, machinery and equipment, that same amount of $13,650, for a total transfer of $13,650. This resolution shall be in force and effect from and after its passage, passed in council this 11th day of March, 2019.
Mr. Sergis-Getter, you want to tell us what we're doing?
We had two of our salt spreaders have catastrophic failures over the winter. And at their age and the amount to replace parts on them, we just decided to go ahead and replace the units. And we
money to come out of our repairs because we ended up not repairing them and replaced them.
Makes sense? Any questions?
This is a much more efficient unit. Once those trucks have, they'll have to come back a lot less than before, and they spread at a lot finer rate, so you actually can use a lot of material.
Good.
I move resolution 3-2019 be adopted.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chambers, a second by Councilwoman Decker. Any other questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we have a second reading of ordinance 7-2019. Could I have a motion to read that, please?
So moved by title only.
Second.
Thank you, Councilman Dahl, and a second by Councilwoman Decker. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Tim.
Ordinance number 7-2019, an ordinance establishing a redevelopment authority for the City of Washington, Indiana, pursuant to Indiana Code 36-7-14.5, and repealing all ordinances inconsistent therewith.
So, let's see. Anything else to say, Chris? I think we've covered it. Basically, this establishes that redevelopment authority, that vehicle to make these leases happen and get the bond, not to exceed that $3 million.
Who are the people serving?
I have two of the three positions I'm going to talk to, Tom Tucker and the Compton.
We've got one more to go.
Got one more, three people.
I move ordinance,
not seven.
What is it?
7-2019 to be adopted.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion by Councilman Chambers and a second by Councilman Singleton. We need to have a roll call vote on that ordinance, please.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay, that motion passes.
Mayor, before we talk about the next ordinance, I've got like five copies of it. Does the other council members not have any copies?
Of the next ordinance?
Of 8-2019.
Did you all get one?
Yeah.
Really?
Practice, I guess.
Were they all safe?
Yeah. Wow, we've been gaining a lot of streets here. They're all the same ones.
Okay, I don't know what happened there.
My shredder's some exercise.
I guess so. Okay, could I have a motion to read that ordinance, please?
The motion.
Motion by Councilman Dahl, second by Councilman Brown. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Tim.
Ordinance number 8-2019, an ordinance vacating a certain public way. Comes now to common council and finds it under IC 36-7-3-12.
Thanks, Chris.
They have the responsibility and the power to vacate public ways. Wherefore, upon evidence of lack of use and minimal harm to the public and adjacent landowners, the council finds and hereby ordains that the public way located within the city limits of Washington, Indiana, and with legal description contained in Exhibit A, shall be vacated as a public way within the city of Washington, but that the city of Washington shall retain an easement 20 feet wide off the north boundary of the plat on an undersaid property for purposes of installing and or maintaining any public or private utilities as may be necessary. Whereas this ordinance shall be effective upon passage by the Common Council of Washington, Davies County, Indiana, passed and adopted by the Common Council of the City of Washington, Indiana, this month of 2019.
Any questions?
No questions, Mayor. A comment, Dan, I hate to add to your workload, but I'd feel more comfortable if there were a paragraph added saying that this ordinance meets the requirements of IC or whatever, that it doesn't interfere with the public's right to get to a church or school.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not blaming you. You know what we talked about it a little bit.
Yeah,
last time.
Besides language in the statute.
With that amendment, I would. Well.
The location 20 feet wide. Can you read that again? Along the north side.
Yeah, retain easement 20 feet wide off the north boundary of the plat. The easement.
Not 10 feet off the center line. I mean,
be 10 feet on either property.
Yeah, I wondered about that. I can do that. I mean, if that's what you prefer.
Real clear to me.
Okay.
Center line.
10 feet either side of the center line?
Yes.
All right, we can do that.
Be up for adoption then at our next meeting. Okay, any other business that anyone has for the order? I've got just about three announcements. This has been in the newspaper, I know, but NDOT is having a public informational meeting this Thursday regarding their plans for Highway 57 and Meridian Street intersection. That will be from 5 to 7:30. That's here in the City Council chambers. And I think this was also publicized in the news, but starting on or around April 1st, the State Department of Transportation is going to be repaving State Road 257 between Old 50 and the bypass. Just FYI, you may get calls on it. The surveying crew for the west segment of Business 50, I understand, were here today. Already started working. I didn't see them, but somebody said that they saw them. They're good. Okay. And I think that's that's what I had. Jerry, do you have anything?
I just want to thank the staff for cleaning that drain out. Did you guys find out anything? No. On biology. Where the picture was, I showed just with all the gravel in the...
Oh. Yeah. I haven't cleaned it, but I don't...
I drove by it with this piece, so I don't know if it went on the other side, done anything or not.
Yeah, I went over the dump truck and back on the street once, and I don't see it. I got that here. Just washed out the driveway, then we get heavy rain, it pulls that gravel out of the alleyway.
Yeah. And then Don said that they're going to tear the church up tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? I knew this week was supposed to come down this week. Good. Okay. Okay. David?
I do not have anything.
Blake?
No.
Alan?
Nope.
Sierra, do you have anything?
No.
Mike?
No.
Tim?
I do not.
Beth?
No.
Okay. Since you said that pothole, you did call them, but I don't know if they... I've been out there since Friday.
Walmart store. There's a little bit of a mile off there, so the landlord comes around and heads back the keys. Is owned by one corporation, and the straight section where the sinkhole where the pothole was at is owned by Walmart, and it goes back around the curve, that's owned by another entity again. But where the pothole was at, it's owned by Walmart, and that the fellow did tell me as soon as they begin some blacktop in there, we'll be fixing the pothole, even though it was, that's what I was told on the phone, and I can't remember the individual name. It's right here, a local guy in Washington, just going to make sure he's taken care of.
Okay. Yeah. Anyone else have anything for the good of the order? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion by Councilman Sagbottom and second by Councilman Chambers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. We'll have the Board of Public Works in about 5 minutes.
What do you think about it?
They are helping us.
There you go.
Are they really?
I don't know.